Let's look again at the sugya on Daf Kuf Ches of Tipas Cholov. But in this particular context, we want to analyze the sheet of Rav. Rav says the following: Kevan shenosan tam bechaticha, once the Cholov gave tam into this piece of meat, is then Chaticha atzma naseis nevela va'oseres kol achatichos kula mitnei shein mina. So this is the famous principle of Chanan. So the Gemara asks the following question: what does Rav hold about efshar l'sokto? The Gemara says, if efshar l'sokto is mutter and we can get rid of that tam of cholov, so why shouldn't the principle of bittul operate to get rid of that tam of cholov? Meaning, when this chaticha falls into the entire tarovis, so we're going to get rid of the original tipas cholov, the tam of the tipas cholov. So the Gemara answers that obviously Rav holds efshel soto also. And last week we had a long discussion how efshel soto osur feeds into the principle of chaticha nasis nevela, at least according to Rabbeinu Tam, and so forth and so on. So now the Gemara asks the following question. This is four lines up before the end of the Om. V'sava Rav efshel soto osur. Could it possibly be that Rav holds efshel soto osur va'itmar? This is the reverse case of our Mishnah. So you have a small amount of meat that falls into a vast volume of cholov. Amar Rav, basar asur v'cholov mutar. Now wait a second. Why should the cholov be mutar? The cholov now has the taste of a kezayis basar in it. So even though the piece of meat that has cholov in it now fell into a vast volume of cholov, but nevertheless that cholov became the vela. And well, if that,
why? If you have shishim and the cholov, can they get a chatikah? Why can you not?
Well, what happens is that again we're going to have to go through the sugya of near and low near, but just to make life a little bit oversimplified for us, let's assume that in the chaticha itself, right, there's an unusual volume, a very heavy volume of cholov, right? So that chaticha
is the chaticha of osur b'cholov. There's no question that chaticha is osur.
Oh, so now at that particular moment,
take it out.
Well, we're holding now that efshel soto osur according to Rav.
Right.
So if efshel soto osur means there's no way that you can separate the cholov from the basar. So any cholov now in that basar is nevela according to Rav. So now let's take this piece of meat and we'll put it into a yoreshel cholov. At that point, according to Rav, what happens is that the cholov that's niflat from that piece of meat is nevela.
Correct.
And it's nevela, there's no way that you could be matir in a taromis. Why? Because nevela, once it's nevela, that's irreversible. Now again, you could ask another question: what's the status of the cholov in the yoreh? And now we have to introduce min bimino. But before we get to min bimino, let's just talk about the cholov itself. So if that cholov within the basar, because you combined meat and milk, right? So let's say there was a kezayis worth of milk that was absorbed in the kezayis of basar. So both the milk and the basar together become nevela. And if you're holding efshel soto osur, then that cholov remains osur no matter what. I could take that cholov and I could cook it with 60 times its volume in a different kedera. It's not going to help you at all because it's nevela. And once it's nevela, if you hold efshel soto osur, chatich nas nevela, that's irreversible. So how could Rav say that the cholov is osur? Okay, so now Rashi says the following. In order to understand the Gemara's kasha, says Rashi, you have to read the first line on Daf Kuf Chesam in Beis. And the Gemara says the following. No, I'm sorry, it's not the first line on Kuf Chesam in Beis. It's how many lines up from the bottom? Just 1 second, I'm sorry. I got myself a little bit.
I don't understand the question.
Wait, just give me a second. I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. Okay. Yeah. The Isal Kedaita Efshel Soto Osur. Okay, and now we're going to turn to Kuf Chesam and Beis. So it means if Efshel Soto is Osur, then the entire mixture of Cholov and Basa became Nevela. Is Cholov Amai Mutter? How can you tell me now that the Cholov is Batel in this great vast volume of the Yorish al Cholov? Since Cholov is Nevelahu, says so Rashi,
all the Cholov becomes Nevela because of the meat?
No. Wait, we're going to get to all of the Cholov. First we want to focus.
Am I Mutter?
Right. Again, you're one step ahead of me. But Rashi's going to fill in the missing blanks here of Cholov L'mayim Mutter. But before we get to Cholov L'mayim Mutter, in order to understand why the Gemara is objecting Cholov L'mayim Mutter, you have to understand the situation or the status of the Cholov that's within the Basar. The Cholov within the Basar is Nevela.
Of course.
Because that's called Efshel Soto. Now we're ready for the Gemara's Kasha, Cholov L'mayim Mutter, says Rashi. Harei Cholov Ma'at Shenivla B'Basar, even though there's only a small volume of Cholov that was absorbed into the Kezayis of Basar, once it becomes Nevela, Kishachozer V'Niflat, now in the second Bishul, there's going to be a Plata. How do you say Plata in English? I don't know a good word for that. An injection, I don't know, a spitting forth, literally, of the Tam, of that Cholov. Havilei, this is what Rashi's adding to the Gemara, we don't have it in our Gemara, Min Bimino. Cholov asur v'cholov heter. Now, as if you held Efshel Soto Mutter, so you could say that you really divide the cholov from the basar. You know, the cholov and the basar were only together on a temporary basis. I was able to separate them. But now we're holding that, according to Rav, Efshel Soto asur means that the cholov and the basar together will always remain available. When that cholov now is niflat in the second bishul, and it enters into the Yorushal Cholov, it becomes the Tarovis of Min Bimino. The Rav happens to be that Rav Islay Min Bimino Lo Bata, that Rav is committed to the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, according to Rashi, the only way of explaining the Gemara's objection here, when the Gemara says that Iko Sover Efshel Soto Asur and the Cholov Amai Mutter, is because of Rav Shita like Rabbi Yehuda of Min Bimino Lo Bata. So when this Cholov that enters into the Kezayis of Basar through the cooking process becomes Nevela, because Efshel Soto is Asur and we can never separate the Cholov from the Basar. Now when this Cholov through the second Bishul is Niflat, it goes into Cholov, the Cholov in the Yoreh, and therefore the entire mixture should be Asur because of Min Bimino. So when the Gemara understood, according to Rav, that Cholov is Mutter, it means that somehow Rav was willing to accept a Bittul process with regard to the Cholov going into the Cholov. Mm-hmm. And that makes no sense, because the Cholov itself is also not Bittur's Basar, but Bittur's Nevela. So that the milk itself has the status of Nevela now. And you can never separate it from its original Basar. And that's called Chaticha Nasas Nevela. If you're going to say Chaticha Nasas Nevela and the Cholov itself becomes a Chetzer Nisura, then its mixture in the other Cholov is a mixture of Min Bimino. And Rav happens to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that's Min Bimino.
You're explaining Isaka Daita.
Right. And the Gemara, by the way, never really backtracks from this.
Really?
The Gemara is going to give a whole other answer to this problem.
I can't see how it's Min Bimino. That's my problem.
Well, it's Min Bimino if you understand that the Cholov is Nevela.
No. Wait a second. If a piece of Basil Shmuta, right, a traitor piece of meat, falls into a Yorushal Cholov.
Right.
If you then, the meat is an obvious answer, Does the meat is nosing tam into the wood, right?
Right. But so there the chol is only awesome because of the tam of the basar. Correct?
Right.
So that's not a problem with min b'min.
So now you have a piece of basar b'cholov, right?
Well,
that's a chaticha nasas levela. That piece of basar b'cholov falls into a yerushal shalom.
Right.
Why isn't it butter? It's like a nevela.
No, because
then cholov, you're telling me that the cholov inside that piece of meat goes out separately,
and it's also b'toras cholov. Do you follow?
It's also b'toras basar b'cholov.
Correct.
And it's min b'mino.
Correct, because we're no longer saying that the cholov is carrying the tam of basar. We're saying
it
the cholov, right? It's a chefzer disur.
Why do we say that it's only the cholov that goes as polate? Why don't we say this basar, this chatita, the chaticha of basar b'cholov is polate?
Again,
so why are we separate?
As far as the basar part of this element is concerned, maybe Enochinami we could apply the principle of bitum. But the problem is that once the cholov becomes a chefzer disura, and that cholov is now niflat into cholov, what you have is a tarovus of min b'mina. Let's take a look again. I have for you. I just wanted to go through the Gemara, but really our agenda for today are these two essays. One essay is in the Moreshes Moshe, and the reason why I want to start with that is because, you know, he gives us the what I call the background. You know, the lumbus I want to get from Rav Soloveitchik, which is in this article called Shiurei Harav. So I'm hoping that you will find a page in the Shiurei Harav that's Reish Yud Tes. But first, let's take a look at the Moreshes Moshe. Now, John and I started this Moreshes Moshe this morning, and we got up to a paragraph that's on the bottom left that starts with the word Ulam. Mm-hmm. So let's just give a little bit of an overview, the highlights of what comes before this paragraph. In the first two paragraphs, he presents the Gemara with Rashi. Basically, this is a summary of what we've done until this point. Now, in the middle of the second paragraph, he quotes the Rashba, and the Rashba wants to defend the Ravid. And most of our discussion here in this Sefer called Moreshes Moshe revolves around the Shitas of Ravid. The Ravid holds that there's no din of chaticha nasis nevela in a tarovus of lach balach. And the obvious objection is from our Gemara, because the Gemara we just learned is that cholov is going to cholov, and we're applying the principle of chanan. And to such an extent that the cholov becomes a chefzer nevela that asks all the other cholov. So the Rashba has to try to defend the Ravid. I mean, how could the Ravid have the chutzpah, so to speak, of presenting the view that there's no... Again, we don't know why. I always differentiate here between two issues. One issue is, what's the logic of the Ravid? Why does the Ravid think that there's no chatich and asas nevel in lach balach? We don't know the logic to it. That's going to come on the next page, which is on the top of Kuflam and Gimel. But right now, let's accept the Ravid as a kind of an axiom. And we'll assume that this is a valid sheet in the Rishonim, that there's no chatich anas nevel in lach balach. If that be the case, why does the Gemara apply chatich anas nevel to cholav b'cholav? That's lach balach. And the one who raises this objection first and foremost is the Rashba. Now, I don't know historically how many years went by since the Ravid wrote his work called Tmim Deim and the Rashba wrote his work called the Bedek HaBayis. I'm going to assume it's all within one century. I don't know. Maybe it's 50 years. I don't know how long.
In the 12th century.
And the Ravid?
Ravid lived in the 12th century.
Uh-huh. And when was the Rashba? In the 13th century? So there's maybe a difference of a century. And the Ravid, as you know, was a very powerful Rishon. It wasn't, sometimes we have Rishonim that, well, for whatever reason, they they weren't in the, you know, in the high profile, important Rishon. But the Raavad was pretty important, especially this Raavad, because this Raavad is a big kula. And the question is how to defend the Raavad based on our sugya. So the Rashba wants to suggest the following: that the chiddush of the Raavad was only, or the shitas Raavad only applied to shar isurim, like for example nevela. So let's say if you would have a mixture of liquid nevela, or let's call it the yayin nesach or whatever it might be, with liquid heter, the Raavad would say there's no din of chaticha nasis nevela. However,
is there a din of bittul?
And then you would apply the din of bittul. Well, again, you have problems with minbimino, minbisheno mino, again, no, leaving out those.
So
minbimino would be an issue of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. But again, if we isolate just the concept of chaticha nasis nevela, the Rashba is saying that the Raavad never meant to say that there's no chaticha nasis nevela in Lach B'Lach. What he meant to say is that in Shari Surim there's no din of Chaticha Nas Nevela. So therefore, if let's say you had a Tarovis of Lach B'Lach in a case where it was Min B'She'eno Mino, again, Min B'She'eno Mino and Lach B'Lach is complicated because then it depends on the famous Machlokas, the Shach and the Taz, about Azlina Basa Shma or versus Azlina Basa Taima. So again, we can go on and on and on and we'll never get anywhere. So, but let's assume, to make life easier, that we're talking according to the Chachamim that Min B'Mino is Batal. So here we're not going to apply the principle of Hanan. So all I would need in establishing bittul would be to make sure that there's no nesinas tam of the original iser. However, says the Rashba, the Raavad never went as far as to saying that in basa b'cholov there's no din of chanan in the case of lach b'lach, meaning lach b'lach no less than any other tarovis of lach b'yovesh or yovesh b'yovesh, whatever the case may be, is subject to the law of chaticha nasis nevela. And the Rashba explains it because in Basa B'Cholov we have the Chiddush of the Torah that when you put together, you know, the Basa and the Cholov and the Heter B'Heter, now you cook it together, becomes this new entity of an Iser Basa B'Cholov. There's no reason why that Chiddush shouldn't apply to Lach B'Lach. That's what the Rashba argues. So all our kashas from Chulin Kufches Amid Aleph Amid Beis against the Raavad are no, that's not cash at all. The Raavad never spoke about Basa B'Cholov. The Raavad would certainly agree that Hanan applies to Basa B'Cholov in the case of Lach B'Lach no less than it would apply to Lach B'Yovich or whatever the Tarovus might be. Why? Because the Torah was Mechadish Chaticha Nasis Nevela by virtue of this Tarovus of Basa B'Cholov. Where did the Raavad formulate his shita? And where did he, what word should I use, undermine or limit or restrict chaticha nasis nevela? And it doesn't go beyond this point. That's the case of lach b'lach in shari surim. In shari surim, where the whole iser is because of blia, then here we're going to make a differentiation between blia b'toch yavesh and blia b'toch lach. Where the Raavad insists that in the case of in the case of Lach, there is no chaticha nasis nevela. We don't know why, but what we do know now, and this is a tremendous benefit of the Rashba's reinterpretation of the Raavad, that this sugya that we're learning now has nothing to do with the Raavad. The Raavad has no issues with this sugya, simply because this sugya is talking about basa b'cholov. The Ramban rejects this, because the Ramban says that in the framework of the Raavad, he makes no differentiation between Basa B'Cholov and Shari Surim. There's no indication whatsoever that the Raavad's limitation of Hanan, in which he excludes the case of Lach, is only in Shari Surim. The Raavad goes straight across the board, and even in the original sugya of Basa B'Cholov, the Raavad says that there's no Hanan in Lach. And therefore, we're back to square one, and we don't understand how the Raavad could be reconciled with our Gemara. And that summary is on the left column here in the paragraph that says Me'idach HaRamban. Not only that, but moreover, let's go back to the original Ravid. The Ravid authored a book called Tmim Dayan. And the Ravid, in his commentary on Basar B'Cholov in that sefer, writes that Lo Nemar Din Chaticha Nasna Velim Dover Lach. And the one who discovered this Ravid, so to speak, is the Minchas Yaakov. The Minchas Yaakov writes that if you read the Ravid carefully, you'll come to the clear conclusion that the Ravid does not have Hanan in Lach, even in the case of Basar B'Cholov, because the Ravid himself is addressing the case of Basar B'Cholov. But now we're back to square one. We don't understand our sugya according to the Ravid, because the Gemara is clearly applying Chaticha Nasas Nevela to Basar B'Cholov, even in the case of Lach, because it's talking about Cholov B'Cholov. Cholov B'Cholov is clearly Lach B'Lach, and yet we're applying the principle Chaticha Nasas Nevela. How's the Ravid going to justify that if you assume, as the Michas Yaakov insists, that the Ravid was talking about Basar B'Cholov as well as Shari Sur? So the Minchas Yaakov says the following, that the Gemara's objection and kasha on Rav, how could Rav be matir the cholov, is not based on Chaticha Nasas Nevela, but rather it's based on a tarovus of min b'mino, because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is lo bata. So the Gemara asks the following question. When the new entity, we'll call it Basar B'Cholov, was polet Cholov into a Yorah G'dola Shel Cholov, how can you apply the principle of Bittel? This is the Taroves of Min B'mino, Cholov B'Cholov. Forget about Chanan. This is, says the Michas Yaakov, this is irrelevant to the law of Chanan. Chanan can be relevant when you want to know how much of a volume you have to be mevatel b'shishim. Forget about that. This sugya is irrelevant to volumes. You know, we're not talking about how to be meshayer. You know, Chaticha Nasas Nevela, as we said over and over again, means that it's not enough to be mevatel shishim against the tam cholov that fell into the basa. You need shishim against the entire basa, because Chaticha Nasas Nevela. That's not the issue here. The issue here is that the cholov, once it's niflat, and it's now cooking together with all, with the volume of cholov that's cooking in this kedera, that's a tarovus of min b'mino. And that's against Rabbi Yehuda, because, and Rav, who accepts Rabbi Yehuda, because min b'mino is lo bata. Imkay, and I'll read it to you inside, this is towards the end of the paragraph of Yaaf, he writes, "Im Shelas Hagmori Rabbi Yehuda the Svirle Min B'Mino Lo Botel Im Kena Cholav Hayotzei Min Achaticha Eino Botel V'Asi Shapir the Sugyan Azla Libe the Rav the Svirle Rabbi Yehuda the Min B'Mino Lo Botel V'Chein Hikshta Hagmora Amai Botel Acholav." So you can circumvent the whole issue of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Maybe Enochinami, according to the sheet of the Ravid, even in the case of Basar B'Cholov, in the case of Lach, we would not apply Chaticha Nasas Nevela. But okay, I grant you that we would not apply the principle of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. But I still have Cholov going into Cholov. And that's a Tarovus of Min B'Mino. And in a Tarovus of Min B'Mino, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu B'Elef Lo Batal. Ulam Yad Yehuda, which is a sefer that I have here somewhere in the Beis Medrash, if I can find it. He's not happy with this Minchas Yehuda. V'kosav, the Ravid ozel shitasei, shedin chanan nemar rak l'Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the reason why this Gemara is analyzing Rav from the perspective of Rabbi Yehuda Shita Min B'Mino Afilu B'Elef Lo Botel is because the entire enterprise of Hanan is predicated on Rabbi Yehuda, and it's and it is exclusive to Rabbi Yehuda. So let's explain. The breakthrough of the Yad Yehuda is that, according to the Shita Saravid, Hanan only applies Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. Now again, you know, ask me the question, what's the kesher? What's the connection? You know, Hanan is an issue of whether you've created now this new Chefetz Isur, as we called it, a new entity of Isur. Well, no, it's only carrying around the Bliyat. What does that have to do with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said, that nindamino lo batel. Why does Rabbi Yehuda, in a conceptual world, why does that lend us to believe, or lead us to believe, that chaticha nases nevela? So Rabosai, I can only add one sentence here, and you can, you know, you can completely reject what I say, and I would not be in any way insulted. What I think the Yad Yehuda is saying is that Rabbi Yehuda, in Hilchas Tarovas and in Hilchas Bittel, Rabbi Yehuda is discounting. Just one second. I wanted to formulate it a certain way that, according to the Yad Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is looking at a tarovas, and he asks himself the question: do we break down the tarovas into two, you know, two groups of tam, in which one group is fighting against the other? So we have the tam isa and the tam heter, and now we're going to get a battle of one tam against the other. And the answer is, Rabbi Yehuda says, that makes sense only in the case of min b'she'eno mino. And then we're going to break it down, the tam, the isa and the het, into two adverse camps, and they're fighting for, each one is fighting for superiority, and that's where bittel comes in. But in the case of min b'mino, here, well, we have a tarovas in which we cannot break down the isa v'heter into two camps of tam. In which case, you know, there's tam of isa against tam of heter, and therefore we can see where there might be bittul, where there not there's not bittul. We can't, says Rabbi Yehuda, we can't do that in the case of min b'mino. And therefore, if we can't do that, then forget about the whole enterprise of bittul. It's completely over. You know, over the, you know, send it overboard, you know, send it into the deep sea, because where is the battle here over tam, when both of them have the same tam? The isa has the same tam as the heter, vice versa. So Rabbi Yehuda at this point says we have to suspend the entire operation of bittul. The Ravid thinks that, according to Rabbi Yehuda's logic, we should come to the conclusion of chaticha nasis nevela. Now, chaticha nasis nevela is counterintuitive, because what you have here is a tarovas of two different tam. So the tam iser projects a tam into the heter, and the heter, once it's bolea that tam iser, now has received the tam of iser. And then you would logically apply the principle of bittul. Comes to Rabbi Yehuda, he says no. We have a principle called chaticha nasis nevela. Why? Because we're not going to see this as two separate tamim, because we have a tarovas here of min b'mino, and in min b'mino we suspend the entire enterprise of bittul. If we suspend the entire enterprise of bittul, then what we're left with is chaticha nasis nevela. What that means is that when the tam goes into the basar, now, call it a tarovas of min b'mino, which according to Rabbi Yehuda means that there's no way I can apply bittul, because there's no battle between two different tamim. It's all min b'mino, the same tam. So Rabbi Yehuda says, once you suspend bittul, then that's equivalent to saying chaticha nasis nevela. So Chaticha Nasa the Vela only applies according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if you take a look at the next paragraph, he quotes the Yeshuas Yaakov. Okay, you know what? I see the clock is ticking. Let's fast forward for a moment to this essay on page Reish Yutes in Inyone Bosa B'Cholov. And the title of this essay is Chaticha Nasis Nevela B'Taroves Lach B'Lach. Now, first he quotes the Shita of Tosfos, and this is Rabbeinu Tam as well, Rabbeinu Tam, that Chaticha Nasis Nevela applies even to a Taroves of Lach B'Lach. Rabbeinu Tam is perplexed by a sugya in Avodah Zorah, and there was a case of yayin b'yayin, of a mixture of yayin b'yayin, and the Gemara clearly does not apply Chaticha Nasis Nevela to the mixture of yayin b'yayin. And Rabbeinu Tam is in trouble. Why shouldn't we apply Hanan to a mixture of Yayin B'Yayin? Here's where the Ravid has one up it on Rabbeinu Tam. The Ravid is going to say that this is a Tarovis of Lach B'Lach, and we don't apply the principle of Hanan in the case of a Tarovis of Lach B'Lach. And we didn't read the paragraph about Yeshuas Yaakov, but Yeshuas Yaakov tries to explain why we would suspend the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela going to the Ravid in the case of a Taruvus of Lach B'Lach. And he offers an explanation based on the principle called Blila or Nivlal. And he holds the following, that in any Taruvus of Lach B'Lach, because of the principle called Blila or Nivlal, we basically come to the conclusion that on a Doraisa level, we should apply the Din of Bittul Berov. Mirabbanan, we're going to make a Gzera Otu Min B'Sheino Minu and require Shishim. So that's called a Gzera Otu Min B'Sheino Minu. But that far we're not going to go. We're not going to say that once we institute this gzeira, and in the case of Lach B'Lach, we suspend the bittul of rov and we require bittul b'shish, we're not going to take one step further. And when the rabbana requires shishim, we're going to activate the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Now, why would the rabbana be mekil with regard to Hanan in the case of Lach B'Lach? And the answer is because of Blila. Kevan shu nivlal, the einatam nirgash. Just one second. Kevan shu nivlal, the einatam nirgash is muta bieno mino al kein lo gazu gam bemino. So in any event, there's a distinction here between a tam nivlal and a tam nirgash. And he says that in the case of lach b'lach, we have nivlal. Now again, what we're saying now is that lach b'lach requires shishim min rabbanon of a gzera otu min b'sheino mino, but he's saying now that the rabbanan didn't institute that gzera in lach b'lach because in lach b'lach ein atar nirgash. In other words, there's like a fundamental difference between a tarovis of lach b'lach and a tarovis of lach b'yovich. So if you want to extend,
why do you say the tarovis not? If you take camel's milk and you put it into regular milk.
So that might be min b'sheino mino, I don't know. But let's say,
okay, well,
you know, let's go according to, I forget if it's the Shach of the Taz, you know, as Lina Bosa Taima, we're looking for two types of cholov, and they both taste the same, mm-hmm. the same time. So he's saying that's called Eina Tam Nirgash. The whole thing is Nivla. Right. So and it's so radically different. And he says it's so fundamentally different than min b'she'eno mino, because in min b'she'eno mino we have an issue of a tam nirgash, that we're not going to extend this, or apply, shall we say, this gzeira d'rabbanon of requiring shishim, because again, on a d'oraisa level, min b'mino is batel b'rov, so that gzeira we're not going to apply to Hanan. In the case of Lach, because again, Lach is so radically different than mm-hmm. than a case of Yovesh, where there's, you know, Tam Nirgash, whereas in Lach we're saying Eina Tam Nirgash. So we're going to be Matir even the case of Eino Mino. Alright, I see that it's, we have to take a pause over here.